Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Hola. He said, Ella Dijo. Mi gente, ¿cómo están?
Love being back here on the podcast, in the podcast room. We have an awesome guest today to feed your love is blind cravings.
Yes.
Jackie Bonds.
Yep.
She is, she's going to make you so happy. I just can't wait to dive in, talk again all about Love is Blind.
That is right. I want to know how this show works behind the scenes. And I want to have someone other than Eric to talk through the past seasons, the drama. I saw the reunion of season 6 that just finalized. Last night, funny enough, that's why my neck is a little tweaked because you were sleeping. And I'm on my iPad, I'm on the side, I have my ear pods, my neck was funky, and now I'm in pain.
All for Love is Blind.
For Love is Blind.
Let's welcome Jackie in.
Hi.
There you are.
Oh my God, I'm totally fangirling right now. I'm so sorry.
You okay?
I'm fangirling over here because like I've loved you for so long.
Oh my God.
And I'm literally like fangirling right now and I'm sweating. So.
You're so sweet.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I love you back. That's so sweet. And I know all about you because I saw your whole season. So I'm a Jackie fan.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for being such a fan of me. Oh my God. I'm literally fangirling right now. I've watched all your movies. I loved you in Rush Hour.
Oh my God, I love it. That's awesome. Thank you. And yeah,
thank you for being on with us.
Yes,
she's a diehard Love is Blind fan. So this is fun.
Listen, we have so many questions because I'm a big fan of the show and I'm fascinated to know all about everything that happens behind the scenes. And hopefully, not hopefully, I know you're going to be very honest and you can say whatever you want. If we ask something that you're not comfortable with, you say, you know, girl, I don't want to talk about that. I'm good. It's all good. Okay.
I'm an open book. Let's go. I'm going to be an open book for you because I love you.
Oh my God. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
So, okay. So the process. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the very beginning, auditioning for this whole thing. Do you have to submit like a self-tape talking about who you are and why do you believe in falling in love blindly? Like, what's the process?
Yeah, so the process basically is, well, I was reached out to. There's some people that you can apply, but I was reached out to by a casting recruiter type person.
Okay.
And they reached out to me via Instagram, but he had more people that he was following than he had followers, so I thought it was fake.
Okay.
So I left him alone. I'm not responding. I'm like, he might abduct me or something like that. So I'm just like, I'm not going to say nothing yet. And then he sent me a screenshot of his name in the credits from season 2.
Okay.
And he was like, it's a real deal. So I ended up doing 2 conversations. I did one with the casting people and I did one with the whole entire team from like Netflix and the casting company.
Okay.
And then it was like psych evals back to back. And then 3 weeks later, I got confirmed for the show.
And how many weeks do the show is like 2 or 3 months sequestered? Like how long?
It's about that. Yeah. So for the first 7 days, well, for the first 14 days, we are in the pods, no cell phones, no TV, nothing. Wow. Like we're just dating from literally 7 a.m. until 2 a.m. And then you go home, you go to sleep, you wake up at 6:30, put your full glam on and you're back to filming and you're not done till 2.
And the glam, you do it yourself or you have people doing your glam?
We do it ourselves. So half of us were coming in tired, or they gave us the option to do it on set. That way, if we just wanted to wake up, get showered, put on our stuff and do the makeup there, that then we could.
Okay.
So I want to jump back a little bit because this concept of Love is Blind, right? That's made the show so successful.
The experiment.
In your dating history has ever come close to an experiment like this?
No.
So have you ever had a blind date? Let's start with just that simple one.
Yeah. So I've never been in a relationship prior to this. I never had a boyfriend. I had situationships like hookups, but never to the point where it was like a boyfriend.
Really?
So yeah, I was out here just like not getting no love.
Why?
But like you've never had a boyfriend your whole life or just right before the show?
My whole life. Never had a boyfriend. Elementary, junior, high school.
Whoa. Well, you're stunning. You're so beautiful and so personable. How is that possible?
Thank you. Well, a lot of people had said that it was either my way or the highway. I'm very bad at like trying to compromise because when I'm set in my stone, me being a Catholic, I'm very set in my stone in ways.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of guys were like, you don't budge. Like you're not really, you know, working. Cause I like to stay in my zone, like what I'm known, my comfort zone. I don't want to like veer off and then, you know, mess up something. Or I would just usually just be like, I'm not interested. Like it's cool. So it was always kind of like either they weren't interested in me because I was like, you know, not open-minded enough, or it was just like the compatibility wasn't there for me.
So you would date a little bit. You just never had a boyfriend.
Yes, I had situationships, as Jada would say.
Okay.
The way August Alsina and Jada Pinkett, that was me and lots of situations.
Okay. So going into this concept or this experiment of a show just felt fun for you. Like this was intriguing, right? To see if maybe you could find love the purest way possible.
But did you believe it was even possible? Like I'm going to date somebody that I have never seen before in my life and I'm going to commit to marriage. Was it more of like, I'm open to it. Why not? I'm assuming you girls get paid, right? You get a fee for participating?
Just $1,000 a week.
That's it.
A lot of us lost our jobs because we had to take, you know, 8 weeks off because we don't know who's going. We don't know who's coming back. You know, if who's going to Mexico, who's coming home without a connection.
Yeah.
A lot of people lost their jobs because you being gone for 8 weeks. So a lot of people lost their jobs from that, from my season.
Okay. So guys, $1,000 a week is terrible. Let's start with that. So you went in saying, you know what? Okay.
Well, but if you think about it in the scope of it, I don't know if it's terrible because you're going on a reality show, right? And it's about finding love.
Well, so, you're stopping your life.
Yeah, but that's the contestant's decision, because you're stopping your life to be on television and find love. You're not going onto the show to make a living. You're going on the show to find love.
Yeah, but you're there providing a service. And if it wasn't because of the cast, the show wouldn't exist.
I know, but I don't think unscripted works that way. That's different.
So and it also has came up that like Bachelor in Paradise and like even Perfect Match and stuff, they're getting paid like $4,000 or $5,000.
But I think the difference in those shows is they've been, first of all, they're network television that have been on for like crazy amount of time,
right?
This is
six seasons already.
I know,
Netflix.
But you're talking like 30 or 25 seasons of The Bachelor or something. And then when you get on Bachelor in Paradise, you've already sort of built a name in the reality space to be pulled onto that show, I think, to some degree. Like they want to place certain personalities. So you have a little leverage, I think, to negotiate. Like, oh, you want me in Bachelor in Paradise? Because I'm going to bring something. I think if they do reunion shows, maybe on Love is Blind, there might be more incentive. But anyways.
I wasn't there, so I couldn't.
I
find it fascinating.
I wonder if they got paid. You get paid to actually participate.
I bet in the original Bachelor stuff you didn't, but you also get eliminated and you're out. You're off the show.
So you're going.
So that's interesting.
How many, okay. I'm gonna ask something else. So you're there with a lot of women that you have never met before in your life.
Correct.
You are inside this little studio. How's the sleeping situation? Like everybody, like 12 girls per room, like a lot of girls together?
No, so we have a hotel. So after we call it nine-night dating. So nine-night dating is literally from 11:30 to 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And if you want to stay a nine-night date, then you can. If you don't, they'll take you back to the hotel, which is kind of like close to Santa Clarita area.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you can actually stay in the room and keep talking to the person you want to talk to as long as you really want.
Well, for the first couple of days, we're only in for each, because the first 3 days, you're speed dating everybody.
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
5 minutes to date every single body. 15 boys, 15 girls. You go through everybody in those 5 minutes.
How long are they? Oh, 5 minutes per date.
5 minutes per date. Correct.
That's always fast. Okay.
Yeah. Real fast. So you got to make a quick impression. And then if you're not making those connections in the first 3 days, you're out of here. And it's hard to make a connection in the first 5 days, because it's like there's nothing really substance wise to talk about, you know.
But who makes a decision? Like, you're the one that says, you know what, I talk to all these dudes, I'm not into it, I'm out. Or do they tell you, we don't see chemistry, bye-bye?
Yeah, so it goes both ways. So with me, there was a couple guys on the show that I was just like, I'm good. I don't want to talk to you no more. And you put them at the bottom of your list. So they give you a list every day and you rank them top five, lower five, you know, the bottom barrel people that you don't want to see. And if they see that, they start taking those people out of your dates. But if you're not getting no connections and you're still trying, the producers will come in and say, pack it up. No one wants to
be interesting.
Yeah. And that happens day three.
And then what happens the last 10 people, right? The last five couples that are featured heavily that make it to the finish line. Who makes the decision? Production decides these are the couples we're showcasing?
Correct.
So you go in having no idea if you're going to make that cut. You have
no idea. Exactly. And what they make you do is they make you pack for like you're going to Mexico, just in case you're going, because nobody knows who's going to go.
Okay.
And then it's on the day that we see each other, which is day 10, that they slide a little note underneath your door and you open it. It's either itinerary or I'm sorry, you're not being shown.
Oh my goodness.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What was it for you when you... Because I still can't wrap my head around, you know, not seeing somebody and having to just fall in love with somebody's personality.
And they do.
I know it happens and I know it's worked, but when you saw your person for the first time,
Marshall,
did it feel exactly as you envisioned? Did it feel a bit surreal? Like, but I loved it. Like, did you have rationalization in your mind to justify, or were you just like, oh my God, better than I expected. This is incredible in your mind.
So when I first saw Marshall, Marshall's not ugly. I want to just make that very clear because a lot of people are like, oh, she thinks he's ugly, blah, blah, blah. He's not ugly. He's just not my speed.
Got it. But he's not ugly. He's actually cute. He's cute.
He is very cute. I think what really kind of threw me off about everything was he was very much clingy. And like, I like my space. I like everything about it. So like the very first attraction that I saw him, I was like, okay, I can handle that. I just think everything that happened in like Mexico, and when we got home was like the eye opener that I needed.
Yeah. Okay. So there is a factor. This is what I always wondered. Like, there is a part of you that remembers what you fell in love with of the person, yes, not seeing them, but then, yes, you obviously see someone and your brain has to recalculate a bit, yeah, how invested you're going to be in this situation to keep going, because,
yeah,
you could fall in love with somebody and then all of a sudden go, whoa,
exactly,
I have no physical connection to this person, and it, exactly, could shut down everything. At least that's what I would think. However, I know there are plenty of men and women out there that date all the time, and who knows if they're actually really attracted, because, yeah, you see the pairings, you know?
So you guys have the reveal, you meet each other, you have that moment, he gives you the ring, you spend some time together, then you guys exit, different exits, then you don't see each other again until Mexico?
Correct.
Okay, so that moment when you saw Marshall, you're like, okay, I can work with this, he's cute. Mm-hmm. I remember the banter was very cute, he was dancing, you know, it was very pleasant.
Yeah, you guys
were fine.
Really?
It was sweet. You get to Mexico, you're still cool. By day two or three in Mexico is when you realize this is not my vibe.
Yeah. And there was a lot of outside factors. Like, my dad was sick at the time and we don't have our phones. We didn't get our phones back. We left in March. I didn't get my phone back until like April 17th. Wow. So they had it for like a very, very long time. And the only way that my family could communicate is through producers. You call the producer. The producer, if they think it's important enough, they'll communicate things to me.
How did that feel? Just not having...
I hated it.
You hated it, right? I mean, no social media nowadays. You go crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Not be able to...
Just because of that, I'll be...
Yeah, it's not even about the social media. Like, I could care, but if... Like, my dad was dealing with cancer at the time, I felt so guilty being in Mexico, and I should be at home, you know, taking care of my dad, or my dad should be here with me, you know, like all through his cancer stuff. So I just felt really guilty.
Yeah, that would make it extremely difficult if you were isolated in a situation.
And that was another reason why I didn't want to talk about my personal family and issues. Like, everyone was like, oh, the meltdown in Mexico when I slammed the bottle down on the thing. It was because my dad had fell. He smacked his head. And my mom was like, I can't pick him up. Like, he's literally on the floor. Usually I would be there to help pick him up or call 911 or something like that, but I'm not there. And so when my producer calls me and she goes, hey, like, you have an emergency at home. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Excuse my language, but what is going on back home?
Yeah.
So that's when, and I couldn't talk. They wouldn't let me talk to her. She was like, no, we can't have her talk because we need to start filming. We don't need you to be emotional because we don't have the backstory and the phone calls and stuff. So that's why I was slamming the bottle down, because I'm like, bro, like, give me 2 seconds with my family to make sure that they're good. And that had nothing to do with Marshall. That had nothing to do with anything in that moment. It's just, I wanted to reach out to my family to make sure that they were solid. And I wasn't able to do that.
But none of that was able to be explained, I'm guessing, on the show, right? So a lot of it's in the edit of what people saw with your emotion. They're thinking it's something else.
But not
they
about the dad. I don't remember anything about it.
No, but like you said.
Because I never talked about it. I never got a chance to explain. And like me, I'm very sacred with my family. Like, even if I was getting the worst or the best, you know, reactions known to mankind, I still want my family life to be private, because that's normalcy. And everyone goes through like sickness and stuff like that. That should be private.
But Marshall knew. What was happening?
I told him in the pods. And when he had said that, he had told our producer, because we have the same producer. And he was like, please don't air anything about Jackie's family due to her wishes and how the severity is.
Okay.
And we always would talk about family issues off camera. But when we would get on camera, it was almost kind of like he would insinuate like, hey, how's your dad? How's this? And I'm looking at him like, no, we don't do this on camera, you know?
Okay. It's hard because with unscripted television, you have so little control of what they're going to edit and how they're going to air it. And you have to be so careful. Were you, after you saw the episodes air, were you okay with the way that you were depicted most of the time?
No.
Or
I was angry. When I tell you, I was like turning red, like the flaming torch. I was fuming. And they had it to where I went and saw Josh at this coffee shop before I broke up with Marshall. Yeah. And then about the whole ring. And what's crazy is I have every receipt known to mankind. Me and Josh, when I was with Josh at the time, we had printed out all our text messages, emails, everything confirming you don't have to return the ring because Netflix paid for it. And they apologized for turning my story around because they said it was for the essence of the storyline. And so we had printed out all these receipts and we were going to take it to the reunion. But Kinetic Company, the one that casts us, they do the filming, they do editing and everything. And then they send it to Netflix. Netflix doesn't watch it. They just hit upload and then they just go.
Oh, wow.
So when I started making a rah, rah, rah and going online and being like, this is wrong, this is all this type of stuff, Netflix was like, what is going on? Why is she doing all of this? And then when I said I have receipts in a folder and I made copies for everybody, Nick, Vanessa, I made two copies for everybody to see at the reunion and say, look, I stand by everything that I said before because I'm not a liar and I'm not a cheater. And Netflix Scott was like, we can't have that. We can't have this be to where it's bigger than because they're going to think everything about Love is Blind is fake.
So how did they do damage control, though?
They didn't. I was uninvited from the reunion and still being painted as a villain.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. So you, so then it's fair to say that the experience for you was kind of like bittersweet. Like you had great moments that you enjoy, but the experiment per se, you're just not too pleased.
Okay. Yeah, I wish I would have just gotten an apology that we played your story wrong. Let's do a public apology and let's all I wanted. And they just denied that from me. They were just like, nope, it's the essence of the storyline. That's just how it is going to be. And at the reunion, I begged and pleaded. I was like, please just let me go so I can clear my name. I don't care about Marshall, what he has to say. Like, I don't talk to him. He's blocked. He could never reach me. I just want to be able to say, look, I'm not a liar. Mm. And they wouldn't let me.
Do you know of any other contestants that have had this similar experience of like the storyline kind of like twisted a little bit just for the sake of entertainment?
Yeah, for sure. There's been Renee from season 5, her going through all that. Like lawsuit and stuff. There's so many things that like Deep D and Natalie, they're distancing themselves. Lauren and Cameron, they don't want nothing to do with Love is Blind. Amber and Barnett, the ones from season 1, they want nothing to do with Love is Blind. Like the real people who got married, they're like, we don't want no parts because it's a show where it can come out good, but the way that they treat everybody else is just not, no.
Oh my God, it breaks my heart.
You know, this is, I feel like this is a through line with a lot of reality TV that you hear oftentimes. You know, it's not what everybody kind of expects or the picture that's painted on TV. You know, it's very different.
With the whole thing with like Chelsea and her looking like Megan Fox,
I was going to ask you about that. What do you think about that?
There's a prompt in our notebook that says, what celebrity look-alike do you look like? That's a question that they give us. And a lot of people were saying, like Josh at the time, he's like, oh, I look like Miguel. Or Marshall was like, oh, I look like Will. Or Marshall would be like, oh, I look like Will Smith. I've always been told, and I know I don't look anything like her, but I've always been compared to Selena Quintanilla. Oh, everyone has always said, oh, you look just like her. And even in the comments now. So I would be like, okay, I look like that.
Selena Quintanilla, Selena, the singer, Selena?
Yes.
Okay. I see it. Yes.
Yeah. I had a lot of people say like, oh my God, you're like her doppelganger. Yes. So that's a question in the notebook.
But that girl put Megan Fox.
Me personally, I can see, you know, the Megan Fox look like a little bit from the eyes up.
I do too. I do. Yes.
And what really irked me was that Brian Week Green, her ex-husband, saying, you know what? She's ugly. Like, who are you to sit here and put a that? Full statement about Chelsea? And I'm like, she's already getting a whole bunch of stuff that's like being said about her. We don't need to put more of that because that adds fuel to the fire. And a lot of people's mental health on the show, we're good coming in. But when we see death threats, when we see people saying we're less than, when we're people that take this show so seriously, that impacts your soul. So I felt so bad for her. I reached out to her and I was just like, girl, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Use this, make fun of it, and make money from it.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melanin
Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You know, it's interesting because I was watching the reunion last night and I felt bad for the girl because, you know, she, the way it was edited, she came across very insecure a lot of times. And I don't know exactly what went down between Jimmy and her, and because you never know exactly what's happening dentro de la olla. So who the heck knows?
Yeah.
But she's actually a very attractive lady. She seems lovely, right? And when she's sitting at the reunion, the other girls that became close and friends said, you know, we never saw an ounce of insecurity. You were always so secure, so cool, you know, so collected. And then when everybody saw the edit and when everybody saw the show, they were all so surprised that she came across highly insecure. So it shows you what the process can do to you as a woman. You know, you go in with an expectation and then you have people making comments. You're competing against all these girls. It's nerve wracking, you know, and then you start comparing yourselves. You know, you start comparing yourself with the other girl that might be hell cute. And you're like, oh, shit, you know, and I've never been insecure, but now I feel a little insecure about my weight. Am I this? Am I that? So it is. It can break your soul little by little. You know, you have to be really strong.
It will literally make or break you. Like me, there was times where I didn't even want to get out of bed. Like I called out of work and I'm just like, I can't do it today. Cause like the comments just kept coming and coming, like, oh, you're a bitch. Oh, you're this, you did Marshall wrong. You deserve nothing in life. You deserve to be 6 feet under and stuff like that. When you see that type of stuff, you're just like, wow. What is going on? Like, what did I do? I just wanted to be my authentic self. And I'm sorry. Like, I'll be damned if I put a wedding dress on that I know I'm not going to say yes to, because that's bad luck. I'm Catholic. I'm, you know, Colombian. So my mom's just like, you don't put nothing on unless you mean it. And what kind of person am I going to drag him and his whole family to the altar and just say, nah, I don't want to.
I know.
Yeah. That would have been even worse.
Yeah. No, for sure. Do the right thing.
Like what Clay did this season. And I love Clay. And then he did that. And I was like, come on, Clay. Why? What the heck?
I think it's great for listeners and fans of the show to understand there are multiple sides to what everybody's going through. You know, it's not just what you see on the screen. It's very difficult in today's age with social media to do anything in the public eye and not be judged.
If you have a daughter, would you recommend your daughter to, like, would you support her decision if she goes, you know, I want to go on a reality TV. I want to do something like Love is Blind, since you went through it?
For Love is Blind, no. I would not, because she already exists. But in my mind, my daughter exists. I just feel like I'm very mentally strong. I'm very mentally strong. Like I can have water run off a duck's back, like off my back. It don't faze me. But even the toughest ones, when you see that, you got to be mentally strong up here. And after a while it gets to you. So if I'm wanting her to do like a reality show or something, I would say probably do something that's not like Love is Blind, because they don't tell the stories right. They want to make, you know, the villains how they are. And then they don't provide any like care for those. Like poor Chelsea's getting ripped to shreds and Kinetic is making memes about her. Or Love is Blind is posting memes about them, like egging the situation on. So it's kind of just like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I wouldn't want nobody to like go on there and feel the way that I did. Me, I don't regret going on. I had a great time. But like my child, I'm just like, no, it's not worth it. Go do like The Amazing Race or something like that.
That's funny.
Oh, this is great.
Let's talk about one second. I have two things. Let's pivot a bit. What happened with Josh?
Yeah. So with Josh, I'm just going to keep it real.
Yeah.
When my father had passed away, he broke up with me 3 days after.
Oh.
And the excuse was, or the why?
My mental wasn't in the right spot, and that I had a conversation with Monica on after the altar, and he told me not to. And I went to work, and I told him, I was like, I want all your stuff packed out, because I'm still in the same apartment that you saw on after the altar. I'm still here.
Okay.
But I was like, when I come back, all your stuff needs to be gone. And when I did, it was gone.
How long did you date it? How many months?
2 years.
Two years. So you thought, this is it. This is my person.
Oh yeah. We were supposed to get married on December 20th. We were just going to go to the courthouse and do like his family and my wedding.
It was going that well, but he broke it off because you had a difficult time with your father's passing.
Yeah. And he didn't like the fact that I couldn't listen to, because when Monica was going to the blogs and everything, that was my best friend in the pod. And he was like, I don't want you talking to her no more. And I cut her off. We went to Palm Springs. We were all hanging out, Josh, me, Monica, because he got engaged to Monica in the pods. But it was like, they didn't have no connection. They didn't care. Like, we were all hanging out, kumbaya. And then when the stories come out, like her saying like, yeah, I was engaged to Josh, it didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. He didn't like that she was speaking at all. So he's like, it's either me or her. And my infamous saying, I'm a ride with my man, regardless if he's right or wrong. Everyone, you know, was going after me about it. But I saw her there, and she was like, Jackie, I love you. I miss our friendship. I don't want anything to happen to us. Like, I love you so much. Like, when he's gone, I'ma always be rocking with you. And it broke my heart, because I should not be in a situation where I have to choose my best friend or my man. But there I go. I'm like, I have to rock with him regardless. And, you know, it went well. I stuck up for Josh. I was like, stop talking. This is me and him. We're happy. Don't worry about it. And then that was filmed in April. Everything came out in May. And then my daddy passed away in May. And then 3 days later, he was just like, yeah, you didn't listen to me and your dad passed away, so I'm out of here.
Well, can I tell you something? You dodged a bullet.
A bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And 2 years, yeah. It is what it is. You know, hopefully you had amazing moments within those 2 years.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know Josh. I have nothing against Josh. I could care less. He might be phenomenal. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to, and I'm just following a gut feeling, because I liked you since day one. I'm so happy that's done. You have no idea.
It was like so hard, because like, I'm having my dad, I found my dad passed away. So finding your father deceased hits different. And my mind is going, and he was one of the first persons I call. And I'm like, I just found my daddy. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm stressed out, blah, blah, blah. And we talked for a couple minutes and I was like, I need to just call the ambulance. So I called the ambulance. That came. I'm still not in a mental space. And then that's when the show airs. And then the next day he's like, yeah, I can't deal with you. You don't listen. And you're having your emotional anxiety issues. And I'm like, you're kicking me while I'm really down. That's really crazy.
That's not somebody who's going to be with you in the tough times. So forget
that's what
it.
I'm saying.
You moved on. That's the exact right decision.
You don't
want to marry someone like that.
You have an angel looking out for you. So I'm sure they hurt, because you were very vulnerable. Your family's going through a lot. Your daddy is, it's a lot. But at the end of the day, that's all God saying, girl, move on. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm doing you a favor here.
Exactly. I took that as a sign, and I'm like, you know what? Jesus wept on all of them. Let me move forward and just keep swimming. Cause I'm like, I got to leave all the people in the past, because you always look forward and never look back.
Exactly. How are you doing now? Are you still working at the dental office? Like, what is your goal? What's happening with Jackie now?
Yeah. So I'm still an oral surgeon assistant. I'm just part-time now. I actually am just starting to get all these new things from like House of Villains. They want me on the show.
Okay.
And then, there's a new thing called, Reality Queens of the Jungle, which is like Celebrity Survivor, but of females. They reached out to me. I'm like, I don't do well in the jungle. I don't like spiders, but I might as well take my ass out there, you know, let's see. But, you know, I'm just trying to be happy, stay in my own lane. Love is Blind is going down the drain, apparently, from what I'm hearing. So I just want to, like, distance myself from there and kind of just work on my mental, work on, you know, just, I got invited to New York Fashion Week, so I'll be there. I'm just trying to, like, get into modeling, see if I can get a little, like, acting or whatever, but they probably won't like me.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Listen, you're camera friendly, you're camera ready, you're beautiful, you're very personable, you're very smart, you're very outspoken. So go with it. Go with it, because I think you'll be great in front of the camera. I know you can grab a mic and do your thing.
Thank you so much.
I can see you hosting too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I can see you hosting.
I see you hosting very, very, very well.
Really? You think I can be a host?
For sure. I think so, for sure.
For sure.
You got the personality for it. Good voice.
Give me honesty.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm going to be like, look, the Jackie B daytime show. I want all the drama and the tea. What's up?
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for being on with us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for explaining and being transparent. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. I'm such a fan. Thank you so much, so much for having me also as well.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course. You're Thank
fantastic.
You, Mama. God
Thank
bless.
You.
Un beso.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless. Thank you. Have a good Bye. Day. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
Sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, so nice. And I love all the backstory. People don't fully
no
understand.
It breaks my heart. I love the show.
I know, but I believe this is a through line in all reality television.
It's reality TV. You know they
you're
have
not
to embellish.
Get your way. You're signing away all your rights. Yeah. You're a part of this journey, and they have to make riveting reality TV. That's what
and
they
it's
care
well
about.
Produced. I'll tell you that much, because you know I'm a stickler when it comes to producing, and I'm obsessed with the show. It's constructed so well that even if you know it's rubbish, and even if you know that this is just an experiment and it's probably manipulated, it is done so juicy, so glossy. It's like cotton candy.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Well, crazy.
All right.
Anyways, Jackie, thank you, Jackie. Bye. Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at @HeSaidElladijo or send us an email, ericandross@iHeartRadio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.